What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kind of Funny Games Daily for Monday, October 16th, 2023. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Forbes 30 Under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the lead reviewer on Kind of Funny's Spider-Man 2 review at Tim Geddes.
Let Tim host. Give it a five, Greg.
I know you did 5 out of 5. Yes, I watched the content. I've seen the TikTok short form review getting shared left and right by Insomniac fans alike. Everyone out there blowing up out there right now. Congratulations on doing this.
Exciting times for everybody.
Especially for you.
The world is days
especially
away.
For you.
Thank you. I actually do feel that way.
Yeah.
We're days away from the world being able to play this
Friday
piece of a video game. That I'm really excited for them to get to play and enjoy. Then I'm excited for us to get to talk about it more in depth.
You know, really get into the gritty
of it all.
Yes.
But I'm also really excited because we're getting the patch with the Dolby Atmos.
Oh,
this is going to be the first ever PlayStation Studios title with an actual Dolby Atmos mix that they did. So I'm really excited to check that out. Because so far, the Dolby Atmos that they added in the most recent firmware update for PS5 has been phenomenal. So getting an actual mix made for it, woo!
Yeah.
Going to be sitting pretty tonight, swinging around.
Your Spider-Man stuff there. I like that a lot. I want to talk about Spider-Man, so I guess we should probably just get right to the news today. This is one of the usually we BS around a lot, but I got a lot of questions about Spider-Man.
Two BS things I want to say just real quick.
Sure.
Scott Pilgrim Takes Off trailer that dropped. Absolutely incredible. If you haven't seen it, you need to. They got the rights to Techno Syndrome, which is the Mortal Kombat theme song, and Anamanaguchi recreated it. But you know how in that they do the Scorpion, like Sub-Zero, like they say all the names.
No.
Ah,
I went to one Anamanaguchi concert for a GameScoop TV. I was like, I'm done. And I like the music. Fine. I'm not against it. I'm not saying I wanted to, you know.
What's the band's name again?
Anamanaguchi.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord. Anyways, it's an amazing trailer. Everybody should check it out. It is pure fucking hype, and that series is coming out next month alongside Invincible, which is just so much good stuff going on here. And we'll have to talk about it later, but I just wanted to give the quickest shout out because it is a limited engagement situation.
Sure.
Watch Taylor Swift's Eras Tour in Dolby Atmos this weekend with
now,
Joey and G.
I saw the tweet.
Yes.
Unlike anything you've ever seen. What was the audience like? That's where I want to start
perfect.
For this.
It was perfect.
What does that mean to you?
So here's the thing. Because, again, I don't want to go too long into this with where we're at.
Why not?
Because we have video games to talk about, Greg.
This
but I do want to say.
Me and Bless talked about last week on this show.
No, I understand. But we started this episode saying we're going to get straight to
we
it.
We said, should we? And then we started bullshitting.
The Dolby Atmos Theater has those like walls in front of the infamous walls that Nick jumped off in Spider-Man Homecoming. So you kind of like are in your own little like box, essentially row to row.
Yeah.
So it's like row to row, you're seeing a lot of partying and stuff. But like it wasn't like a distraction. It was like, if anything, just fun. And people were screaming, singing along, all that. But it's Dolby Atmos, baby. You ain't hearing that shit. You're hearing and feeling the sound of T-Swift, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. If you could get to an AMC Dolby Atmos theater to see this, I would 100% do it. Like this shit was absolutely wild. I don't care if you're a Taylor Swift fan or not. The sheer production value is just beginning to end, just enthralling. Gia, not a Taylor Swift fan. Now she is.
Yeah, she
and
is.
And 3 songs in, she was like, I'm not getting up all night. Like, I'm not. I don't want to miss anything. And I'm like, holy shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's not like that.
Yeah, everything I saw from the weekend of people watching it in theaters was like, just reinforced my choice that I made the right choice not to go see it in theaters.
Nah. Yeah,
I want to enjoy Taylor Swift. I don't want to have I want other people to enjoy Taylor Swift. Yeah. They want to enjoy Taylor Swift.
I can say that the experience I had was nothing like those TikToks.
Yeah, it
was significantly less culty.
Okay. Still, I'll wait for home. My big
to my house when the fuck W. I'm buying this shit in 4K.
You always say that shit, and then you don't invite me, and then I see Andy over there watching something and having fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I see how it is.
Yeah,
just because I got a kid, I can't come over. I see how it is.
That's true.
Sick of this goddamn persecution of people with kids. Let's talk about Spider-Man 2's review roundup. Pete Hines stepping down at Bethesda and more, because this is Kind of Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show. You can write in for free at kindoffunny.com/KFGD. Of course, if you write in, you should be writing in about the day's news, give us your squad up requests and such. Then Watch us record the show live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames and youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. If you're watching live, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, follow, do all that. If you've got Amazon Prime on Twitch, you got that free gaming Prime sub to give away. Give it to somebody in the chat. Give it to us. Let us have some fun with it. If you're over on YouTube, why not leave a super chat at the end of the show? We do a little YouTube super chat post show. We can answer your questions there. However, I digress. Your most important job, if you're watching live, is to keep us honest. Go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up, so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and listening on podcast services around the globe each and every weekday. If you are watching on YouTube, if you are listening on a podcast service, you're going to have to listen to ads. If you're over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you wouldn't. Patreon.com/kindoffunny gives you each and every episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily ad-free. Of course, you get all the other podcasts ad-free. You can watch us record the other podcasts live as we record them, like Spider-Man 2 FAQ we are doing on PS I Love You XOXO in just about 2.5 hours. Janet makes her return to the show. A big deal. Then if that wasn't enough live podcasting for you, the Kind of Funny podcast records this afternoon at 3 o'clock or 3:15 Pacific time. That's like 6:15 New York time. If you're in London, I don't fucking know.
It's not KF podcast today. No KF podcast.
Really?
This week because we're doing the multiple games cast.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Saw today.
Today is Saw 10 in review.
Oh, that makes more sense. I looked at the schedule today and I was like, damn, it's going to be a long day for me.
Yeah.
But I ain't on Saw.
No.
But I'll be listening.
You should.
And you can watch it live on patreon.com/kindoffunny to see what the boys thought of, and the girl. The boy. No, no. Is Joey on this one? Yeah, she is. And the girl thought of this one. And Alfredo's there too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wear some sleeves.
He was sleeveless in the last one. It was
just
awesome.
Wearing a tank top. Wear some sleeves, Alfredo.
God,
all right.
Bless him. I love him.
And then also, what is going on in his house? Because if you remember, a long time ago, and this is me referencing a private conversation that was on Zoom a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
He fucking showed up to a Zoom with no sleeves on, and behind him he had a trophy. Mm. And I had to bring out the Game Awards trophy, show him what a real trophy looks like. Then I'm watching, he's got nothing up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is he moving?
No, this is a different room. He moved rooms.
Yeah, are things so bad right now at the artist formerly known at Achievement Hunter, now known as Kyle Slop Pop. Is it so bad over there that they have to sell their trophies?
I think it's so good.
I take it back. I'm sorry. If you're not if you don't have sleeves on your shirt because you had to sell the sleeves on your shirt alongside your fake trophy, I apologize. And I hope that whatever's happening with Kyle Slop Pop and Moonball takes off for you.
I think it's going so well that his house is just so big. He has so many rooms that every couple of weeks he just wants to switch it up and stream from a different room.
Goddamn, but he keeps bringing the same bookshelf with him. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, hey.
This really ties the stream together. Jackie, help me. Get the other end. We got to get it in the room. Oh, my goodness. That's all on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Ad-free. 300-plus bonus shows since the more than a year since we launched the Kind of Funny Spare Bedroom. That's right. Of course, Saturday was our one-year anniversary of the Kind of Funny Spare Bedroom. Thank you all for your support in making this dream happen. I digress, though. Patreon.com/kindoffunny keeps the lights and mics on. So please support us if you have the means. Don't sell your sleeves or your cherished esports trophies to support us, though, okay? Don't worry about that. Some housekeeping for you. Of course, our Spider-Man 2 review is up right now. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames as the Kind of Funny Games cast. Amazing Kind of Funny Games cast intro just for it as well. I'm very stoked about
that. Cameron Kennedy playing the game.
I'm sure we will talk about that when we get to the review roundup. The new episode of 20 Minutes of Tears with Brian Altano and me, Greg Miller, is up on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. I do believe this is the final episode. This is episode 8.
Wow.
I think that's all we did, right? So remember, of course, you funded last year, me and Brian doing a limited Let's Play series. Brian Altano from IGN came over and we played Tears of the Kingdom and we got pretty drunk playing it. And it has been a ride. And now the entire thing is up on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Mike and Nick's 90s action movie Watch Along continues tonight with the 1990 classic from Tom Cruise, Days of Thunder. Join Mike, Nick, James, and Elise as we teach Mike the greatest lesson of them all, rubbing his racing. It's tonight at 7:30 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames.
Growing up, there was the theme park Great America. You see Paramount's Great America.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So all the rides were like Top Gun, like they're all Paramount themed, which was just freaking awesome. I was too young to appreciate it at the time.
Yeah.
But one of their like 3D adventure rides before it was turned into SpongeBob for fucking ever was Days of Thunder. And it was the coolest thing ever. Being in there in the chairs and fucking 3D glasses, smell of motor oil everywhere. I don't think they did that, but
no, probably not.
It was fucking awesome.
You know, there's a scene in there where Nicole Kidman calls Tom Cruise Tom.
Wow.
It's a big deal. It's a little movie air that got into the movie. Wow. Film. Something for you to know. That's all I really know about that movie.
Dang.
I just knew it from a movie airs thing I watched once on MTV or something. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Jedi Master, Deadpool, Delaney Twining. Today we're brought to you by BetterHelp and Immersion Fragrances, but we'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report.
Time for some news.
7 items on the Roper Report.
A baker's dozen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the wait for Spider-Man 2 reviews is over. The game, of course, comes out Friday, but the review embargo lifted today. We have your review roundup and our thoughts. Right now on Metacritic, a 91. Open Critic, a 91. S-tier studio, huh, blessing? Simon Cardi at IGN writes, well, he gave it an 8 out of 10. What a loser. As a sequel in a spectacular series, Marvel Spider-Man 2 is both blessed and cursed. Its story of two Spider-Men is a great time and a Spidey fan's dream to play through as comic book pages are brought to life, elegantly walking the tightrope between light humor and heavier themes. Meanwhile, Insomniac refines the successful formula of combat and web swinging without revolutionizing either in major ways, making them comfy and familiar with just enough new tweaks and abilities to elevate them to fun new heights. The part that feels like it actually needed a radical rethinking is the open world of New York City, which has been made bigger, but not better, with an exhausting checklist of mostly repetitious side activities. But it's safe to call this another thrilling Spider-Man adventure that delivers Insomniac's best tale yet. And despite its open world falling short, it's a reliably fun superhero power trip. And you know what? Screw it. It really did make me feel like Spider-Man 2.
Oh, yeah.
But T-O-O. Matt Miller, no relation. Huh?
And Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I spelled it out.
Really quick, we have a response from Cardi Simon in the chat. Says, you're a loser, you hack.
I also heard that he called shirtless Spider-Man and shirtless Miles Morales jabronis in his video review.
Wow.
So there will be consequences, Simon Cardi.
Oh, there will
all
be
right?
blood.
Okay.
How do you know that, Greg?
I saw the chat say it earlier.
Oh, okay.
You know me, I would not support IGN or Simon Cardi. They're not getting the view. They're not getting the click from
No,
Greg
I'm just
Miller.
Saying, how do you know that there will be hell to pay later from the shirtless Spider-Man?
Oh, because as his photographer, I'm going to fucking rain gotcha. Hell upon Simon Cardi.
Okay.
I'm going to come over to his house where he lives under the stairs, just like Harry Potter. And remember that time he tried to call in for us? What a sad, pathetic life this man had. You know what I mean? And you wonder if it got any better, but he's taking it on Spider-Man, so apparently it didn't, you know?
Oh, my God.
Matt Miller at Game Informer gave it a 9.5 out of 10. Insomniac has nailed that rarest of video game development feats. The team has landed a trilogy of games that all stand strong on their own merits, but unite into a sweeping saga made better by experiencing its entirety. While more Spider-Man games will inevitably expand this mythology in new directions, there's no need to wait. With Spider-Man 2, the developer has found what makes superhero stories worth telling, parentheses, and retelling, and given its likable heroes the journey they deserve.
It's a really good point.
Which part?
That how like it's worth retelling these comic book stories.
Yeah,
because there's something about comic book stories that their purpose is themes
sure.
more than plot necessarily. The plot is just a means to the theme. And I feel like that's why it's so special to be able to see those themes be reinforced over the years with different takes, but then also be kind of looked at and maybe even like modernized in ways that maybe certain themes in the world's changed
sure.
in ways that those themes that might have been important back then are not anymore. I just think it's really cool.
Jordan Ramey over at GameSpot gave it an 8 out of 10. Marvel's Spider-Man 2 may largely give us more of what we've played in Insomniac's previous Spider-Man games, but that winning formula is still so damn fun that it really doesn't matter. The story's exploration of loneliness is fantastic, creating gripping new narratives for the two heroes, Peter and Miles, as well as the two main villains, Kraven and Venom. Spider-Man 2 unites all four characters in a riveting narrative throughline you'll want to see all the way through and has the gameplay hooks to keep you engaged the whole ride. As we already said, Timothy Geddes, lead reviewer here at Kinda Funny. The game's cast is up where you can catch all of us doing it.
I didn't meet nearly.
And I do believe the first time ever that the entire game's cast and Barrett in the control room had
and
beaten
Paris, too.
And platinumed the game. No one cares about Paris. He was not on the review. Okay?
Got him.
Do we just want to call in random people as well? Is that what you want? Should I call Lucy James and see if she did it? Because that has no bearing on the fucking conversation.
Did she?
No, she's, you know, Lucy James. She's jet setting left and right. I don't
right.
know what she's
right.
up
doing. She's out there.
She was in.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like this is a very important point that you just made, that every single one of us platinumed, including Andy, his very first platinum.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, the 2018 was my first platinum ever. I platinumed Miles Morales and Ratchet and Clank leading into the, before the review embargo for both of those games. Insomniac has something special.
Well, don't spoil it because now I don't want your TikTok. Go so here it. Comes the TikTok summation of this, ladies and gentlemen. Take it away. We have Spider-Man 2. Tim, what do you give it on the Kinda Funny review scale?
I'm giving this a 5 out of 5. Spider-Man 2 is an all-timer for me. I feel like this has now cemented the fact, for my taste in video games, literally no one does it better than Insomniac. They have risen the ranks and are now one of the greatest developers to ever do the damn thing.
Wow.
And this game in particular, I can say without a shadow of doubt, I have never enjoyed exactly what I was doing as much as I did in this game for 30 hours as I 100%ed this.
You platinumed this.
I did platinum this. So because I just enjoy it that much.
What elevates this above 2018 Spider-Man?
This is the best example of a PlayStation 5 game that we have seen thus far. The use of the DualSense when it comes to what they are doing with the solid state drive, the fast travel system
the
in this
load
game,
times.
The load times
but that just don't exist.
They're just not there. In the moments that weren't our favorites from the other games, there's less of them. It's the perfect balance of what I loved most about Spider-Man with surprises consistently throughout the way.
We have Spider-Man 2. Tim, what do you give us? The Gamescast TikTok / YouTube short / Instagram story. Wherever you get it, please like, subscribe, share it out there. Use your little thing. And of course, watch the Gamescast or listen to it as well. Before we get into all of our thoughts, remember, of course, you do have a special job. Like I said, today at 12:30, we are recording PS I Love You XOXO, your Spider-Man 2 frequently asked questions. Look through all the reviews, read them, watch them, and then you still have time to go to kindoffunny.com/psily. Send us your questions so we can answer on the show. Watch it live on patreon.com/kindoffunny. And if that wasn't enough, clearly this week there's going to be nonstop Spider-Man stuff. Actually, Thursday, we kick off with a global launch embargo. There will be nonstop Spider-Man stuff. A giant stream, a bunch of different TikToks, a YouTube video of our first hour, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When you get it on Friday and you start playing, you will be beating it, I'm sure, within a few days if you'll be gobbling this up. We are doing a spoiler cast recording next week with Insomniacs, Brian and Tahar. So we need you to write in for the Gamescast, kindoffunny.com/KFGamescast with your questions for the spoiler cast. Of course, that's homework for later. You know what you're doing right now. Tim, back to it.
I was just saying, I think there's something very special about Insomniac because they do something that makes people want to 100% their games. They want to do every single thing the game has to offer. And that is not true for the majority of games, even ones that we all absolutely love. Like, you obviously have been out there trying to get platinum since day one. You know, Barrett often is 100% in games, whether or not he's platinuming them necessarily, like on different consoles and all that stuff. Like, with, if there's a game he loves, he's going to do that. But for a lot of us, that's not the case. But for me, it's funny that Insomniac has that sauce. And I don't know what that is, but I do think that that's a sign of quality game design and of making you want more and making that extra stuff worth wanting to get. And it reminds me a lot of Nintendo. In that TikTok, I said that Insomniac, it for my taste in games, are just, they've risen the ranks and they're just destroying it. And I feel like I can put Insomniac up there with some of my favorite Nintendo studios. That is wild to me. But there is, it's that same level of the of fun and wanting to do every single thing offered in the game. And I'm just very, very impressed and blown away by what they accomplished with this. I totally understand, like, the 8 out of 10s, totally get it. Like, I get where people are at with this. Like, it is more Spider-Man in a lot of ways. I think that, to me, the PlayStation 5 stuff I was talking about is not to be overlooked. What Insomniac did technically with this game, it's unbelievable. Like, the way that the entire experience is so seamless, like, the fast travel system is bonkers. And I feel like we aren't even, no matter how much we appreciate it, we're not appreciating it enough for how wild it is to look at it compared to Spider-Man 2018.
100%. Because there were those moments of hours and hours and hours into this where I was like, oh man, you know what? I kind of missed those screens where they'd show me in my suit in the, and I was like, oh right, those were load screens.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not seeing them anymore and why they're not in this game. It's just, of course, the fact that there's no reason to be. It's instantaneous. It shoots you over there. It is, it, you know, I think we talk so much when we get to next gen consoles, whatever the next gen is, you get these tech demos, you get these things, and it's always like, oh, this is what would happen if everything went right. And oftentimes we see things fall away. And I mean, even for PlayStation 5, right? Hint cards and fucking shit like that that nobody uses or cares about, right? But you know, one of the first things they ever showed with Spider-Man 2 or with PS5 was Spider-Man and how they could instantaneously send you places. And you're like, oh, that's awesome. I hope that actually pans out. And here it did pan out in one of the biggest games of the year.
Yeah, and biggest in many ways, right? Like, it's a big game, and being able to go from one side of the city to another as quick as it happens is so damn impressive and cool. But yeah, I really think that this being a technical push of the game or of the system, but then also just being such a damn fun game, such a great Spider-Man adventure, like they kind of like checked every single box that you could ever want them to with this one.
Which, and like, you know, obviously at the top of the show, segment, I was giving Simon some shit there, right? Love Simon. Simon, of course, been good to us. When he had vacation here in San Francisco, he just came and worked with us for no reason other than that. He's been a kind of funny fan for a long time. I'm going to be excited to get him in the office eventually and have, or just talk to him on the internet, I guess, about the part that feels like it actually needed a radical rethinking, the open world of New York City, which has been made bigger but not better, with an exhausting checklist of mostly repetitious side activities. That's one of those things, with all due respect for legit, because I love Simon and obviously an 8 makes sense and I couldn't disagree with more. Like, I thought they did. We talked about this in our review. What a great job we all thought they did with side activities. And I guess if we're tossing in like the random crimes, let's go stop another car speeding away or break up a gunfight or whatever. Okay, sure, that's happening. But the actual side content I found so fulfilling and so good.
Yeah, I mean, the side quests are phenomenal. I think they're some of the best stuff in the game, and we talk about that a lot in our review. But yeah, just some of the more the collectathon-y side things, which I think is more what he's talking about here, like the equivalent to the backpacks in Spider-Man 1. I can imagine some people not liking it, but I love that stuff.
But did you? But one of the things we talked about in our thing is that they toned those back number. And like, was there a backpack? Because if we're gonna say spider bots, the narrative of what was happening with spider bots was so like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, I feel that way too about the backpacks and about the spider. I feel like Insomniac does such a great job of making the all the collectibles worth wanting to get, because you get these like story beats as there's like chapters essentially where it's like, let's say that there's 30. Every 10 of the collectibles that you get a little phone call or you get like some little story thing. And they're always exciting because they're playing with the world of Spider-Man. So when we hear a name or we hear a location, we start to piece together, oh, they're building to this thing or that thing. And because it's Insomniac, 10 out of 10 times, when you get to the end, that's actually what it is, or it's something even more surprising and exciting than you expected it to be.
Yeah.
So I enjoy that stuff a lot. But to your point about there being less of it, I've seen a lot of people today, as I've been looking at reviews and looking at kind of the response to everything, people being really concerned with the time. Like, everyone's like, whoa, all these people platinumed 100% of the game in like 30 hours or less. Like, that doesn't sound good. I'm telling you, it's perfect. And the biggest thing that we need to talk about is the fact that it's not that there's less content than the other games. You're just getting the same, if not more, amount of content in less time because of all the quality of life, because of all the speeds, the lack of loads, the fast travel system, things just being so much better, so much fat being cut. Something I forgot to bring up on the review was there's a lot of just bullshit stuff from the other games that just isn't there anymore. Like there used to be one of the menus that gave you all the stats of like how many miles you've swung and like how many tricks you've done. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
No.
And there was trophies attached to some of that stuff. And there was a lot of just bars and stats and all this stuff that I get could be cool and nifty in some ways, but when it was part of the 100% process, I felt like that stuff was just like not needed. And this game, it's just not. The trick system and all that stuff is still
there. I think the stats
there.
Are still there, right?
I didn't
see not them that they're needed for something.
I didn't see them anywhere.
Okay, I could be wrong. Yeah. I could be wrong, you know.
But I feel like cutting that stuff out, it makes everything feel a little less tedious and less just like, just doing the same thing over and over and over just to get it done.
Yeah.
And instead of having 40 collectibles of each thing, it's like there's 15 of them,
yeah,
but there's more of like different things to collect, but not necessarily more. Sometimes it's just the right amount. I very happy with the amount of side shit and how fast you get it all, and the rewards you get from it.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say enough things about it. And like, you know, what I said in the review is what I feel today as well, right? Like, to your point, oh man, 30 hours, that, you know, like it, I am left wanting more, but not feeling unsatisfied. I'm satisfied with the experience I have, but I'm also, it's bittersweet to be done with Spider-Man because I want to keep playing Spider-Man. Yeah. Now, of course, they're going to, you know, eventually put in more stuff and give me a reason to go and there's updates and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. Something I don't know if I can say or not. But,
oh, look at this little new. Oh, he's got something to say. Well, you know, I guess I stuff. You know what I mean? Timothy?
Mm-hmm.
With these reviews, are you shocked by the 91?
No,
because that was one of the big talks of like, you know, again, this conversation that's been coming up over and over again on PS I Love You of like, is Insomniac an S-tier PlayStation Studio exclusive party? And that one of them was like, can they get above that 89? Can they push it up there?
Yeah. I mean, I I don't know how many different ways I can say at this point. I think that they are S tier.
Like, yeah.
I think that they're up there. And honestly, I want to say, like, so many of these words mean nothing. It's subjective opinion of how we see this stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think that I can give a game a 4 out of 5 and it could still be my game of the year. Like, I feel like there's like a lot of weird things like that, that just like, that's just how life is sometimes. Like, that's just how things work. But I feel when it comes to why I say that Sony Santa Monica and Naughty Dog are S tier, and like why before I would separate that from Insomniac, is like core character story beats and like emotional resonance. And I think that Spider-Man 1 flirted with that. Miles Morales got a lot of it really right. I think this game really takes it above and beyond, and a lot of that is the side quest stuff. That I think the side quest story stuff is as good as anything we've seen in Last of Us. The things that make Last of Us special, that make Naughty Dog S tier to me, Insomniac pulled off in Spider-Man 2. And I think that that is incredibly important to point out, in addition to an amazing campaign, an amazing open world gameplay. Like, it's kind of just the ultimate video game in a lot of ways.
Sure. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, we want your questions about the Spider-Man 2 reviews, what you've seen, what you want to know more about. Obviously, no spoilers for PS I Love You, so write into kindoffunny.com/PSILY, and then watch us record that episode of this show this afternoon on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Of course, available everywhere, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, and podcast services for free with ads tomorrow. I digress. Number 2 on the Roper Report. No, Bethesda's head of publishing, Pete Hines, is leaving after 24 years. This is Andy Robinson at VGC. Bethesda's head of publishing, Pete Hines, is leaving the company after nearly 25 years of employment, he's announced. Hines, who is one of the most recognizable figures at the Microsoft-owned Elder Scrolls and Fallout publisher, announced the news on his social channels Monday. Quote, "After 24 years, I have decided my time at Bethesda Softworks has come to an end," he wrote. "I am retiring and will begin an exciting new chapter of my life, exploring interests and passions, donating my time where I can, and taking more time to enjoy life. This was not a decision I came to easily or quickly, but after an amazing career, culminating in the incredible launch of Starfield, it feels like the time is right." He added, "This is certainly not goodbye by any means. My love of Bethesda and its people has never wavered, and I will never stop being part of this incredible community we have grown. Thank you to the hundreds of thousands of fans I've gotten to meet and talk to over the last 24 years. Your energy, creativity, and support has been such a big part of my journey. I look forward to experiencing the next part of the adventure alongside you. Working with amazing people, teams, and studios at Bethesda has been the greatest experience of my life. I'm incredibly proud of everything we have done together, and I'm genuinely excited to see the amazing things they will create next," end quote. In his own statement, Bethesda praised Hines for a significant role that he played in the company's journey. In its own statement, sorry. Bethesda praised him. Quote, "Pete's public presence was only a small part of his role at Bethesda, although the way he represented us carried over into the values he nurtured here. Authenticity, integrity, and passion. We're thankful for his 24 years of leadership and wish him the best in the next chapter. We'll miss you, Pete."
Congratulations to Pete, man. Totally fucking deserves this. What a great guy. Has done so much. Tap in the leg, baby. So much in the industry. Been such a good friend to us. But yeah, again, we, me and Bless have been talking about this on Games Daily the last couple weeks, as like stories have come out of people leaving, retiring, like so many different things. There's a good version of it. There's a bad version of it. This reads more on the good side.
Yeah.
Of course, there's so much to take into it of the acquisitions that have been happening. Bethesda being acquired years ago at this point. So what does that mean with vesting and this and that?
Yep.
But also, congratulations, baby. You did the damn thing.
Yeah.
He's been there so long, 24 years at this company, at a company that has put out so many video game defining video games, right?
Yeah.
When you look over those 24 years, this is just very, very special. I think him going out with Starfield is awesome, right? He was so proud of that game, so excited to be working on that game. And it's awesome to see. And this just feels right.
100%. Yeah, I was talking to Jen about it over coffee this morning, right? And that it was the same thing. I'm just like, whoa, what do you think? And I'm like, well, number one, yeah, like he's been there 24 years, nearly 25 years, right? Number two, you just shipped Starfield. That's a great, all right, we did the damn thing. We put out this big thing. Like, do you have another one in you? Do you want to? And then, yeah, number three, totally talking out of our ass, obviously. But like, I remember at IGN Stocktober when they were fully vested.
Stocktober, baby.
When Fox got bought, or I'm sorry, when IGN got bought by Fox Interactive Media, employees, I was not an employee yet, sadly, that if you had stock or whatever, you got then, you were stayed long enough, you got vested, and then you got the stock in Fox, so you could then, if you wanted to, sell your stock and fuck off or do whatever, but you had to stay long enough to do that. There's probably some of that in here too, but I would say it's probably more the, I've been doing this a long time. Yeah. I just shipped a giant thing. I just gave birth to a giant baby.
Yes. And I feel like the next question is like, all right, there's probably a non-compete. There's probably a this or that for a while. Does he show up somewhere else? Or is this the retirement? And with this one, I feel like it's the retirement, man. Like, yeah, this is like, you earned this. You did this. You worked so hard, got so much right too. Be able to eventually just go home, be with your family, and spend that.
And that's the
money.
Thing where it's like, you know, like we joke around, obviously, but like Pete's been a great friend to Kinda Funny. You know, we've called him just about every E3 when they were live, you know what I mean? And he would go out there and tap his leg for us, and he would talk to us backstage right before he was going to go out and do all stuff, blah, blah. So I've had a lot of conversations with Pete, and like my read top level, because I've not talked to him about any of this though, but like Pete is legitimately a family man. Like, he loves his family, right? And he loves spending time with them. And he, I would think that this is a legitimate retirement. I wouldn't put it past that, as with everyone, it seems, who retires, takes a year off and goes, fuck, I miss working. Yeah, you know what I mean? And
gets drawn back, Black Album.
Gets drawn back into some advisory board or this, that, and the other. Da, 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 da. But I don't think it would be like what he's done already.
Yeah, I totally agree.
What's, you know, a fascinating wrinkle to this, and I can't remember... of course, everybody knows I host Dice. That's done by AIAS, right? There's an AIAS podcast called The Game Maker's Handbook, right? Where developers interview developers. After Starfield, or maybe right as Starfield came out, but I want to say it published after, there was a great one of Ted Price interviewing Todd Howard about Starfield and everything else. Fascinating listen. You should all subscribe and do it. But I can't remember if it was there or if it was just in the interviews or if it was just whatever. But at some point in the Starfield hype train and in conversations about it, Todd mentioned like how much he had left in him. Like, how, you know what I mean? Like, how many more games he had. And I was like, wow, I didn't even think about that. You know what I mean? When you think about the face, the brain of Bethesda. And obviously, there's so many people that work there, and Todd would hate to hear that. But like, we're at that point where there is a generation of game developers who are getting like, okay, what is next?
Yeah.
How much more do I have? With game cycles being longer, all of this taking so much time, what am I going to do with it, and where am I going to go, and how much more do I have in the tank? And it's a fascinating thing that I do think reflects back to what we were just talking about on Spider-Man, where somebody wants to go, oh man, 30 hours, ugh, like, give me shorter games. I want developers feeling creatively fulfilled and not feeling like they're signing up for a decade of their life to make something. I'd rather it be that I'm getting a shorter Spider-Man game and they're putting it out there. Now, a Bethesda game comes with a lot of baggage of what it is and what is it going to be in the next Elder Scrolls and da-da-da. Like, that's a different ball of wax to a degree, but it is in this part of the same conversation, the same pie I'm talking about of, like, if you're sitting there and you think about the next 7 years of your life, what are you thinking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thinking about patreon.com/kindoffunny, of course. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, of course, you can get this show ad-free. You can watch us record PS I Love You XOXO, Your Spider-Man FAQ this afternoon live as we record it. You can get the Saw review as we record it. You can do all of that. And of course, you can get 300 bonus episodes of content. You can get exclusive merch. And you can just support this show and all the cool shit we do. I cursed. So now I got to talk even longer because, of course... What I'm talking about is patreon.com/kindoffunny is ad-free. And so that means you wouldn't have to listen to the ads over here. But if you curse when you're getting ready, you got to give them a buffer, because people who sponsor shows usually don't want a bad word right before it. So you just keep talking a little bit, and then you get out of it. And you say Spider-Man FAQ. You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, here's a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Do you ever feel like your brain is getting in its own way? I can't even count the amount of nights I lose sleep just because I can't stop thinking and my brain just won't stop talking. It turns out one great way to make those racing thoughts go away is to talk through them. Therapy gives you a great place to do that, so you can get out of your negative thought cycles and find some mental and emotional peace. And it can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. Some of my best friends use BetterHelp and love how helpful it can be for learning positive coping skills and how to set
boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. You can make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/kindoffunny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/kindoffunny. BetterHelp.com/kindoffunny. This episode is brought to you by Immersion Fragrances, where gaming meets the world of scented candles. Immersion Fragrances is your destination for gaming-inspired scented candles, each one meticulously crafted to transport you into the worlds of your favorite video games and tabletop adventures. And most importantly, this company is ran by a kind of funny best friend. For a short while, customers can enjoy a 10% discount site-wide. Yes, 10% off every gaming-inspired scented candle they offer. And that's not all. They're sweetening the deal with free shipping on every order. But here's the real kicker. For every 3 candles purchased, Immersion Fragrances is throwing in a free mystery candle. Imagine the excitement of unwrapping a mystery candle with a unique scent, just like opening a loot box in your favorite game. Each candle is a work of art inspired by the immersive worlds of gaming and tabletop adventures. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to immersionfragrances.com right now and fill your cart with the enchanting scents of your favorite worlds. Remember, you'll get 10% off free shipping and a free mystery candle for every 3 you buy. That's immersionfragrances.com. The fragrant journey begins here.
Number 3 on the Roper Report, we have a Mortal Kombat 1 DLC character trailer for the one, the only Invincible's Omni-Man. This is Jordan Midler at VGC. We do have the trailer. We are going to watch it. I have not watched it. Have you watched it?
I did watch it, Greg. Okay. I'm very excited for you to see this.
NetherRealm has shown off the first look at Omni-Man, a DLC character coming to Mortal Kombat 1. The reveal trailer, which was shown as part of New York Comic Con, showed off the character, originally from Invincible, the comic book series recently adapted for Amazon Prime. Omni-Man is voiced by J.K. Simmons. Yep. The character is launching in November 2023 as part of the Mortal Kombat Combat Pack. Players of the premium edition of Mortal Kombat 1 receive this pack for free. Everyone knows I am a huge Invincible fan. And when I say that, I mean of the comic that then, of course, I mean, it's a fan of the show, but like now everybody's an Invincible fan. I haven't done it yet, but I'm in my basement, my little game room. I still have the Invincible cover that Ryan, of course I have all those, but I have the Invincible cover that Ryan Ottley did for me back when nobody fucking knew what Invincible the comic was. And that I put online, and everybody's like, I gotta wait.
You gotta,
it's me as a Viltrumite. So I gotta put it up, but nobody knew what the hell that was. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Let's see this thing.
You have destroyed worlds. I have erased whole timelines.
Finally, a worthy challenge.
Fatality trick. They're insane.
Oh, that's awesome.
I claim this timeline for the Viltrum Empire.
You will burn for this invasion.
Oh, nice. Nice. If you're an audio listener, it's the subway scene. Oh, yeah. Get him. Crush his head.
Dude.
Ooh. Fuck, man. Mortal Kombat's brutal.
That subway scene, though.
That's awesome.
So that cool. Is so J.K. Simmons cool. Voicing him. Even just the movements and stuff. And it's like, I love this because, I mean, now we've seen the show. It's season one, at least. Yeah. Season two, part one, coming out in a couple weeks, which is extremely exciting. But
so is that, the Adam Eve game is supposed to launch this year at some point.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, yeah. So a lot of Invincible stuff happening, which is really fun. But I just love that, like, he looks like he's moving the right way, even though we've just read comics.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But like the comics, they have such great identity to like
Sure. Who
Omni-Man is, even just the way he crosses his arms. So much things that could feel generic and like, okay, whatever, it's just superheroes. Like, nah, man, that's Omni-Man in a Mortal Kombat, which that's like
awesome.
Allows Omni-Man to have the justice he deserves in a fighting game, right? Like, this is just like, this shouldn't be real, Greg.
No, I mean, that's the biggest thing about it, where it's like, you know, again, I'm never ever trying to turn on the hipster vibe of like, well, I was into it before anybody else was into it. But you need to understand of like me being in college, You know, I'll never ever forget it. I was in college. I was doing my capstone where I was working at the magazine, and this guy Bob was my editor, and he knew how much I like zombies. And he handed me trades 1 and 2 of The Walking Dead because that's all that was out. And he's like, you'd love this. And I devoured them, obviously. Bought my own copies, bought everyone. But it was that thing at the back where it's like Robert Kirkman, like, and he does this thing called Invincible. Okay. And I remember going off and picking those up and then becoming a monthly, or well, I did trades forever for them before I switched over eventually having monthlies. And it was the same deal of like, you know, I got Invincible starts 2003 right as a comic, and I got into it in 2005 right along. So it's like, I remember being so into that. And then you saw the success of Walking Dead start, and not even like what it was, but I mean, like, or what it is, but I mean, like, so the comics becoming a thing, and me always being like, yeah, but like, Invincible is like, you, if you like superhero stuff, it starts off tropey on purpose, but then it does this thing, and it's like, it's a very like, what if superheroes were, and like, I could never get people to do it. And then it ended during the hype, I mean, during the heights of Walking Dead, it ended, remember? And it was such a little bittersweet, sad send off of like, nothing's ever going to happen with this.
Yeah.
And then there's the classic clip on the morning show of me flipping out when Seth Rogen asked they're going to do a movie that Seth Rogen responded to the video clip of it. And then it becomes the cartoon, right? And it's like, it's a cartoon. We're looking at the trailers like, animation doesn't look good. It's on Amazon. Like, is this actually going to find the audience? And then it fucking found the audience. And now here we are. And it's like, everybody knows Invincible, and I fucking love it.
Hour long animated episodes, man. Like, they're, it's just this that are as R-rated as they are. This is nuts, man.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I remember, obviously, I've been with you a long time with all this stuff, and you put me on Invincible, fell in love with it, read all of them, so damn in. But I'll never forget the original Greg Weis, like old school Greg Weis, or like
where I was casting the Invincible movie.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like you talking about what an Invincible movie could look like, or a season of a show, or whatever it was. And it really felt like beyond pie in the sky. It felt like you were talking about.
To me, it felt so much like when I was growing up reading Wizard magazine, which was a comic book magazine, and they would do fan cast for stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like just a fun thing to daydream about. Like, this was never gonna, we're never gonna get a Justice League movie. We never should have. But we don't already get it. But here's what it should have been, like shit like that.
Yeah.
Insane.
Nuts.
I can't wait. I will never be good enough to play it and make it look good, but I'm looking forward to seeing all the cool clips from it.
Hell yeah.
November 2023. Number 4 on the Roper Report. Another new Sonic game is coming next year via leaked docs. This is Andy Robinson at VGC. Sega is planning to release a new Sonic the Hedgehog game next year in addition to DLC for the upcoming Superstars. That's according to an alleged planning document publicly shared on Reddit, but since removed, which features a supposed timeline for Sega's upcoming Sonic products. Fighting off this burp. You know what I mean? I don't want to burp into this. I'm just like struggling through it there. I'm okay. Don't worry.
I'm proud.
Thanks for your concern. According to the document, the upcoming Knuckles TV show will release in Q1 2024, followed by a third season of Netflix show Sonic Prime in the same quarter. Sonic Superstars DLC is listed as TBD during the year, and a quote-unquote new game is listed for release during the holiday season. If true, a 2024 Sonic game would put the series on a 3-year run of major releases following Superstars 2023 and last year's Frontiers.
Par for the course here. No real surprises. DLC for Superstars, kind of expect that based on how they've been doing things. The Knuckles TV show, excited to hear any more about that. It's still been talked about as if it was this year, but now we're getting Q1 2024. That makes me happy because it feels like we're actually going to get it. There's been rumors of the Sonic 3 teaser coming out at the end of this month. Excited for that. It's a good time to be a Sonic fan. Sonic Prime, the show, super fun. The movies are great. I'm excited that we're getting the Knuckles show on Paramount Plus. Games wise, Frontiers wasn't really for me, but it had its audience.
I was gonna say, what's the temperature right now on Frontiers? There was hype coming into it. Blessing said it was a 3 out of 5 that he loved, like a 5 out of 5. They were good. They did the whole hour. There's DLC, yada yada yada. I remember, and then I just it's over.
Yeah,
no one talks about it.
Well, I mean, the DLC
is understandable.
I mean, that's the thing is like people are talking about it a lot. They're just the Sonic fans, but like. Frontiers was huge in the Sonic community.
I'm not in the right Discord.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but there are many, many, many Discords of this. The Sonic Orchestra is just started its tour.
Nice.
Freaking phenomenal. We got our tickets. We're all going. Me and all the perverts here. I guess not all of the perverts.
Yeah, he tried to get me to go. I refused.
I assumed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why?
You love music. You love games. You love being a pervert.
I famously say the only good Sonic game is Sonic Mania.
And I bet they play a song from Sonic
Mania. They do.
I mean, it's been like at least six years. I don't remember any music from that game.
Anyways, Sonic's thriving right now. Thriving is a sad thing to say when, like, we were not going to get a Mania 2, it seems.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, overall, it's a good place for Sonic at this point. Like, not the best, but I think it's, like, consistently with the amount of stuff coming out,
yeah,
better than it's ever been since the original days, at least. Even if it's not all for me, or even very little's for me.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
You know, with Sonic Superstars, like, I still haven't played it. I'm excited to give it a shot, but those reviews are about what I thought that they would be, which is a bummer, but also not, like, the worst thing ever. I'm still going to have fun playing it. It looks like a 7 out of 10 Sonic game.
First time chatter, blessing at AOEA in the chat, says Sonic Superstars is fun. So there you go.
Great. Cool. Yeah. So, like, I haven't played yet. I know Bless has been playing a little long. I can't wait to talk to him about it.
Number five on the Roper Report. Analog has announced the Analog 3D.
Woo!
This is Wesley LeBlanc, a Game Informer. The Analog Pocket is a retro handheld marvel, capable of playing your favorite Game Boy and Game Boy Advance games on its beautiful screen with modern sensibilities and technology. Simply put, it's the best way to play a Game Boy game, assuming you can get your hands on the always sold-out device. Now, Analog is targeting the Nintendo 64 catalog with its next device, the Analog 3D. Analog has shared an image of what appears to be the device, although the full look is obscured. An image released alongside today's news teases what appears to be a sleek, black, and faithful recreation of the N64 controller. Analog says the 3D device will feature 4K HDMI output, its proprietary analog OS, wireless Bluetooth, and 2.4G Wi-Fi. It will also have, quote, 4 original style controller ports, end quote, presumably so that players can use their original N64 controllers with the 3D. The company says the 3D's 4K output allowed, quote, us to create incomprehensibly profound original display modes, and that in collaboration with 8BitDo, it will release a wireless controller for the device. Analog didn't share more, but the 3D is set to release sometime in 2024. Pre-orders have not yet opened, but if it's like the Pocket release, pre-orders will happen well before the actual release.
Love everything about this. I think the Analog Pocket is one of the coolest pieces of tech I've ever seen. Like, it just makes Game Boy games look as good as they possibly can,
yeah,
in ways that just previously have not happened. And it's because there's a lot of care put into whether it's the emulation or just the direct playing of games, but also, like, thinking about the original intent of how they should look and enhancing that as opposed to just applying modern day tech logic to old games, which you see in most emulation and in most even just ports or things for older games, in whether it's on a PS5 or anywhere else. So this is really exciting. There's been a lot of advancements in this world. There's this new device that came out recently called the RetroTINK that kind of, like, solved a lot of the problems that have been occurring in the last couple decades of getting these older systems to look correct on TVs that are, like, HDMI. Like,
yeah.
Some, you know, the difference between CRT and flat screen, but, like, even more than that, just the way things are interpolated and all of that. This is really exciting. This is going to be, like, the definitive way to play N64 games.
So talk to me about this, and this is my own naivete.
Yeah.
You've had the Pocket. I've played something on the Pocket when you brought it in the one day, yada, yada, yada. But as much as I love Game Boy, I was like, oh, cool, it's not something for me or whatever. Is it a Game Boy that you put the things in, or does it have them all built into it, or what?
No, it's a Game Boy.
You need, like, the cartridges.
It actually plays original.
Like, so this is the same thing. It'll play my N64
cartridges.
It's going to
play original games, and work that way. But allegedly, there's ways you can do other
things. Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
But, like, the Analog didn't start that way. The Analog started with you have to play original cartridges.
Yeah.
Then eventually people found ways to get the homebrew support for micro SD cards to be able to play stuff. But then there's also flash carts out there that are essentially, they're carts, but they have every game ever created on it.
Yeah.
So I imagine the 3D will be very similar with all that. I'm excited to see what this looks like. The video quality of it, at least, because I remember seeing the Analog Pocket video for the first time. I was like, what the fuck? So excited for that. Here's the con side of all of this. Analog, just their products are simply way too cool for the amount of bullshit that is the reality of the situation.
What do you mean?
With them, we're hearing about this now. We're probably not going to get a release date and pre-order information for maybe 365 days from
now. Damn, fuck, that's a long time.
And then after that, like, people are going to pre-order. It's going to be hella hard to actually get it. And then even if you do get it, you're probably not going to get this thing in your hands for another year after that. Gotcha. And maybe my numbers here are a little off, but the idea stands that there's definitely a issue when it comes to fulfillment and supply and demand. That it's just off. It's everything. Every single time they release something. And on top of that, the accessories, the shipping costs, like everything is just absolutely astronomical. And not in a way that feels like, well, this is a premium product. And that sucks because everything about it is so premium. And even the website looks beautiful. The graphic design, the way they give the information is so premium. And like, I don't have any problem with the cost of the stuff because it's worth it. It's just the cost of the hassle of getting the stuff something that I really wish that they would figure out. And I get it. It's hard. They're making something that's awesome and a lot of people want it. So it's a good problem to have, but I think at this point it can be extremely frustrating to know that as much as I want this and as much as I am the type of person that would be day one,
yeah,
if I don't set aside a day to make that happen, it might not happen. And even if I did, I'm not getting it for another year.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Do you think I get this or my Intellivision Amico first? Just kidding. The television Amico's never coming up. Number six on the Roper Report. We finally know the new Mario voice actor. It comes from a tweet from Kevin Afghani. Incredibly proud to have voiced Mario and Luigi in Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Thanks to Nintendo for inviting me into the Flower Kingdom.
Yeah, man. This has been quite the adventure. Quite
the adventure.
Figuring out like what's going to happen after Charles became a Mario ambassador.
Undertaker at Royal Rumble.
Exactly. And we talked about this a lot over the last week, but when Ben Starr was on, we were talking about the like leak from the data mine of the demo that people had at the Walmarts or whatever with a bunch of different voices, and people were like, oh, we think this is the voice of Mario, and that ended up being wrong. And then like the next day, Kevin just tweets this out, and it was like so weird because it was like there was a long enough time that felt like this might just be a random person saying something.
Well, first off, nobody would do that. Nobody would just say they're the voice of Mario unsubstantiated.
Nobody would ever do that. But this is in line with what we were talking about on that show on Games Daily last week, where Nintendo's not going to come forth and be like, this is the new voice of Mario, because they don't want Mario to have a voice that way. They want Mario to be Mario.
Yeah.
Like, he is a character, and like the Chris Pratt version of the character is the movie version that they are like, that is different.
Yeah.
But I think the game one, like I don't ever see them like trying to make too big of a deal of the voices. What?
No. I'll get there. You finish your thing.
To the point that like I don't even necessarily know that Kevin here is going to be the voice of Mario in the next Mario game.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
Something right now tells me that there is a good chance. I don't think it's 100% likely, because everything I've heard, Kevin's doing a fantastic job. So maybe this is just kind of the going forward, the baseline. But I think that Nintendo's going to start getting a little more creative with Mario as a whole.
As an IP.
And wanting to like change things up as much as possible.
Okay. Question for you. It's a non sequitur for sure, but it's kind of related to voice acting and stuff. But you need a little bit of backstory.
Okay.
So as you know, Ben, my son, 2 years old.
One of the loves of my life.
Obsessed with cars. So in the lowercase c cars, just cars.
Mm-hmm.
So we introduced him to uppercase C cars when he was sick. He got to. We started the Cars movie.
Loved it.
This weekend I sent you a photo of him with his Lightning McQueen Matchbox or Hot Wheel. So I need you to understand a few different things before we ask you this question. Number one, I was not there when we started Cars, and I don't think I've ever seen Cars all the way through.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen Cars.
Beginning's hype.
Sure. I take your word for it. I'm going to see this a few fucking times. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Number two, Jen was there, but again, Ben was sick. So like things were happening. She's taking care of it. Okay. Now here comes the question. We finished Cars 2. Yes. Or Cars over the weekend. And there's a post-credit scene of two cars driving, and one had the caption as Mini. And the other one's like, oh, there's got to be an on-ramp around. I'm sure we'll find it. And then, like, a Tinkerbell-like car flew into the thing. What the fuck was any of that about? Because that ended, and Jen's like, I don't understand what that reference was. And I'm like, I think we probably missed something in the rest of the film. They must have introduced these characters early on, and they were trying to find an on-ramp. or an off ramp?
Yeah, I feel ashamed that I know the answer.
It said Minnie, and I was like, maybe it's a Mickey and Minnie reference. We don't know. And that was a Tinkerbell reference. We don't, because we're not Disney people.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We're kind of in the deep end here.
I don't know what the Tinkerbell thing is, but I think the couple, because it's like a couple trying to like find their way, right? They do make their way into the small town early on when
in Radiator Springs. Okay,
yeah, when he gets arrested or whatever.
Okay,
I don't know what the Tinkerbell thing is though.
Okay,
yeah, I don't remember. I remember this, but it's been a while since I've
the chat's saying there's a lost couple. McQueen sees them in the beginning. There's two cars that drive through the town, and everyone tries to get business from them. So, but when they did it originally, did they have the Tinkerbell thing?
I don't remember that, no.
The tiny flying car is a beetle. All right. Again, I'm sure this makes sense in context. Greg Miller watching this. When Jen, you know, we just didn't get it. We were just wondering if this was something deeper or not.
I normally the Pixar post-credit stuff are just like gags more than anything. So I doubt it's story, like. Lore.
And then she was saying like he had also started cars too, and I was like, oh, Tim says that one sucks, and she's like, yeah, he didn't like it starts off with like the spy thing and it's not about cars.
Go to Cars 3.
Cars 3 is great.
Legit better than it should be.
100% Cars 3 is debatably better than 1. Debatably.
Wow.
And also he has a lot, man. There's shows, there's a lot of Disney Plus specials. There's planes.
Yeah,
probably
we don't talk about planes,
but there's a lot of stuff.
Okay, we'll get into it. Final story on the Roper Report, ladies and gentlemen, comes from Tom Ivan of VGC, who writes, Just Cause maker Avalanche is opening a new studio in Canada. Avalanche Studios Group has announced plans to open a new office in Montreal, Canada. The move follows the acquisition of Monster Closet, a Montreal-based studio founded in 2021 by a team of veteran game developers with a shared history of working at Ubisoft. Avalanche specializes in open world games as well as Just Cause series, developed 2015's Mad Max, co-developed 2019's Rage 2 with id Software. It's currently working with Contraband, which is set to be working on Contraband, which is set to be published by Xbox Game Studios for console and PC. The new IP, which is officially billed as, quote, a co-op smuggler's paradise set in the fictional world of 1970s Banyan, end quote, will reportedly be focused on vehicle combat. Expansions, new studios, always good for business, right? Or is it? Project writes in with a question. Growing up under my religious parents, I wasn't really allowed to play video games as a kid. My mother hated them, but my dad grew up in arcades and he had a soft spot for them. Much to my mother's dismay, my dad bought me my first GBA back in the 2000s with the quote Pokemon Devil game and wouldn't look back. I wouldn't have had any other consoles in my life until I convinced my mom to buy a Wii for Wii Fit, parentheses, so I could play Smash. Unfortunately, my mom fell ill and left us a few years later. It was then up to my dad to continue to take care of me. We didn't connect much after that, and it was around that time when I started to watch IGN and listen to podcasts. Shortly after Kind of Funny became a thing, I brought the gang to his attention, and we would listen to KFGD whenever we could to talk about the news after each episode. He would always complain about never understanding why Kevin was bullied so much and so soon a Baker's Dozen had become his catchphrase. Sadly, he was in a car accident last week. I had rushed to the hospital to see him, and the doctors let me know he didn't have much
time.
Why
are you laughing at this, Greg?
I ran to his bed, and when he saw me, he let me know he only had one regret in his life. I asked him how I could help. He grabbed my hand, looked me in the eye, and asked, if I wanted to know what was coming to mom and grop shops, where would I go?
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform is listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show host each and every fucking weekday.
Yeah! Got him!
Blessing had warned me it was going to be a walk to it, and he was hoping he could get Tim, and I was like, okay, and then like when you're in it, I'm in the middle of the walk, I'm like, all right, great job, Project. Out today, that's a classic callback. Out today, SpongeBob SquarePants, The Cosmic Shake, is on PS5, Xbox Series X, and S.
The only thing holding that game back was the lack of current-gen support, so now it's finally truly a game of the year.
There we go, Jeff Healy.
Contender.
Empty Shell is on PC. Cloudpunk is on the Xbox Series X. House Flipper Farm DLC is on PS4 and Xbox One. New dates for you. RoboQuest launches November 7th on the Xbox Series X and PC. Tim, we asked people watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames and youtube.com/kindoffunnygames to go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and listening on podcast services around the globe. I thought I deleted that one because it was just trying to make some jokes. I thought I deleted all these. Oh, I got logged out and that fucked up what I did in here. I see. This is Chris. I believe it was the PS4 Pro tech demo that showed Spider-Man 2018 load times. I remember Mark Cerny on the green screen. Interesting. Thank you very much. Alex VG says, I believe Tim was thinking about the benchmarks page for Spider-Man 2018. We're talking about the stats. While they did have a number needed to get extra XP for completing them, they were not needed for the platinum. I deleted that one already. No, I didn't look at this one. No. Oh, here we go. No, I don't even know if that's true, and I don't want to believe it's true. So that's it. Easy enough. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily to kick off your week. Remember, each and every weekday, we're here with a brand spanking new episode of Kinda Funny Games Daily, running you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. Your hosts look like this week. Tomorrow, it's me and Tamor Hussein from GameSpot.com.
That may or may not change.
Why? What am I doing? Is it me or him not coming?
Him.
Oh, no. Did Maybe. He stub his toe?
I think he did.
Oh, no.
I think he did.
On a snake? Wednesday, it's Blessing and Andy. Thursday, it's Blessing and Tim. Friday, it is Tim and Blessing. Remember, everybody, the show doesn't really end here. We got a post show. We're going to go through super chats. Then, of course, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames is going to be playing games all afternoon, hanging out with the Jabroni boys as they run through and do stuff.
JBs.
Of course, if you want to keep up with us and watch more content, patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can watch us do PS I Love You XOXO, the Spider-Man 2 FAQ episode this afternoon, 12:30. Then Saw in Review this afternoon, or evening-ish. Of course, all of that will be live for free tomorrow, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, youtube.com/kindoffunnypodcasters around the globe. Remember, this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily. Patreon's awesome. You should support us there. If you don't, like, subscribe, share. Of course, you can use the Epic creator code Kinda Funny when you're checking out on the Epic Game Store or when you're supporting us on the PlayStation, Xbox, etc. in a game that uses the Epic Game Store. But for right now, we have a post show to do. So until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you. Spider Andy, radioactive
Hello gamers, it's time for a super chat prime time post show. Get your questions, comments, concerns in. Get your complaints in too. Why does this chair have wheels?
You grabbed the only chair that does like that has wheels. You grabbed the
Why
only
the fuck
chair
is
that
it there?
Chair with wheels.
Why is it there?
Because we once had a Games Cast with 8 people on it and we needed a chair.
Yeah, fucking a year ago.
That's so funny.
Welcome in, everybody.
Hi, Andy.
I want to thank
There's
Jay
six
Play.
There's six chairs over there,
I
Andy.
Mute your microphone, Baird. 76 months from Jay Play It. Thank you for resubscribing. We got Waleed with a $5 super chat. Says Foglands, Ghostbusters, Propagation, Seventh Guest, Vertigo 2, Half-Life Like, Journey to Foundation, Happy Funland, Gazzlers, Ghost Signal, Madison, Phasmophobia.
Yeah, they're not supporting PSVR 2.
Is that what the question was about?
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
He's just listening to PSVR 2.
Oh, PSVR 2 games.
Oh, my God. Hell yeah. Get him.
Shaun of a New Age.
Who's getting got? But we're making money from it, so I like that.
I got to assume it was you all, maybe. I don't know. Shaun of a New Age, thank you for 59 months.
Got to assume it was you guys getting got, right?
59 months from Shaun of a New Age. Thank you for resubscribing here with
Wasted
Twitch.
Bandwidth. Did he just cast a spell?
Missing Link 000. 49 months of resubscription says, Tim, played Final Fantasy X recently. Loved it. Greg, played Life is Strange a couple weeks ago. Kind of loved it. Also, emotionally scarred by it. I may never recover.
Which one? You said Life is Strange, so I assume just the first. Which
Probably
I
all of them.
No. Now go straight to Strange Colors. I see true your colors. True colors.
That's why I love you. So don't be afraid.
Fucking Cindy Lauper.
They don't make them like that anymore.
Two colors. I love that little ride. I always love that.
Like a rainbow.
Beautiful. Force Inept with 47 months, almost 4 years.
Wow.
Of subscription here. Kind of funny. Thank you, Force Inept. Says, was that a Final Fantasy Sonic cutscene?
Pretty much. Sonic 06 was wild.
Maybe kissing.
That's like truly the biggest wild game in the series, I hear.
It is.
That's the one where, like, if aliens come down to Earth finally and they're like, the ones from Mexico, they don't play Sega games. I'm talking about the ones that, like, if new aliens came to Earth. If new aliens came to Earth and they're like, show us your best Sonic game, what's the one that you would tell them to play?
Sonic 06. Sonic, let them know the fucking truth.
All right.
That or 3D Blast on the Genesis, not even the Saturn version.
Starkzilla, 25 months. Says, woo, 25 months. Thank you for using Prime on us. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, link those up. Set a reminder to remind yourself to use your Prime subscription because Twitch won't.
Jerks.
They want to make it hard for you to use your Prime gaming subscription. It's very similar to, like, honestly, let me make a big complaint right now. I'm about to make a big stand right now. It reminds me of CVS, like extra bucks. You know what I mean? Like,
dang.
Let me use them right there in the moment.
Yeah.
Why do I have to wait to print out a coupon? Because what happens a lot, because I'm such a good Samaritan, great person, I have the coupon from CVS and I make my purchase. $6 extra bucks, $3 extra bucks, whatever. I look to the person next to me. I say, would you like my extra bucks? And sometimes they say yes. And sometimes they just give me a weird look.
Not all heroes wear capes. Not all heroes wear capes.
But again, like, just let me have them up front.
I get it.
Why do you got to wait for the next time? And it's very similar to Twitch. They're just like, they're never going to tell you your Prime's ready.
Never.
They're not going to tell you, Tim. Okay.
I wish that they would.
Al Bake, 3 months of support, says 4 days away from Wonder Hype.
Oh.
Drago,
the little
29
Mario man,
months.
He's getting overlooked in all the Spider-Man hype today.
He's bopping around. Well, it's because the reviews dropped.
Tim, I did make a trip to the one and only Target over the weekend. Played the little demo at the Switch station. Feels good. Feels like a Mario. I'm excited.
You would think they would, like, just let us have the demo.
They might.
Nah.
Later.
They don't need to.
What I want to imagine today is, like, since Spider-Man has taken all the news, Mario, like, sex tapes leak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, let's take the news back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take, but, you know, again, Spider-Man's being talked about so much.
Yeah.
We're going to leak to TMZ that Mario was caught doing coke, you know?
Yeah.
In a back alley.
That's why Pete Hines is trying to slip under the radar.
Exactly.
Pete Hines, you know, not a man who, and I know he's on the E3 stage a lot, but not a man who, like, craves the spotlight. And so he just quietly, like, during all this Spider-Man interview, by the way, I quit.
iJinx, 28 months of Pride Gaming subscription. Real Zombro, 34 months. Thank you, Real Zombro. MF Mav, 41 months. Tier 1. We got D Fuller with 63 months. Nerd 901 Nick, 42 months of resubscription with Prime. Says Spider-Man 2 week. Uncle Zozo says, I got a mullet over the weekend. I'm feeling aerodynamic and like lightning. Thank you for your 39 months of resubscription.
That is quite the video.
Congratulations to you and your mullet. That's pretty damn cool. Jay Moran, 42 months of support. We got Spice Runner with 50 months. King Vin resubscribed for 60 months. That's 5 years. 5 years as a best friend. The best 5 years of my life. What were you doing 5 years ago?
5 years ago. What is that?
2018.
We're playing Spider-Man 1. No, that was like in the spring kind of, right?
But yeah. Still. No,
that was late. God of War was spring.
God of War, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of Horizon.
We're getting ready, right? We're getting ready for Horizon. That was November.
27. What?
Oh, you're right.
It was
right.
March.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Man. Crazy.
I fucked up. Jesus. You know what I mean?
Apologize.
Fuck. Sorry.
Dude, that's really weird. Like 5 years ago, like that was like my last few months at IGN. I'm coming up on 5 years here.
Wow. Best times of your life, apparently. That's what you say.
So take a
you're like
Andy,
I should have never left. Dance Floor Demon, 81 months of support. Says, are we getting clickable time codes back on podcasts? Love you all. Probably not.
So the idea there, right, is that the way ads are getting served on all the audio platforms, right?
Not all audio. So there are Spotify and I think it's Apple at this point. No, it's not Apple. It's Spotify and one of the other major ones represent a big enough part of the listener base of our podcast. And they have the way that they put ads in, sometimes they add ads that aren't our ads. It makes time codes impossible for podcasts, which sucks. It's unfortunate. I wish this wasn't the system, but it is. So if we put time codes in, they would just be completely wrong.
Yeah.
So It sucks. But it is what it is.
Just assume that, like, whatever... I'll put in a custom time code and just be like, all right, wherever the ad was, it's a 5-minute ad, 12-minute ad. Just guess, you know.
12-minute ad.
I listen to Levitar Show. I've never had time codes. Yeah. So I just like look at Spotify and I'm like, all right, this is the episode. All right, I got to assume it's near the end. Nope, not the end. Let me just go to the middle. No, I'll just listen. I'll just fucking listen. I'll just do my job and listen. Dance Floor Demon, thank you once again for your 81 months. Mullock, 9 months of support. Appreciate you. Says, love to you all. Keep up the great work.
I hope you screenshotted it.
Brian Murphy, $6 super chat. Thank you, Brian Murphy. Says, who would you like to see Insomniac get next? My pick is Fantastic Four, as it would fit with the NYC location.
Okay, well, hold on a second now. We still got to get through Wolverine.
Yeah.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. Well, they got ahead of themselves by announcing it.
Can you fucking believe it?
12 years ago. It's crazy.
This announced Wolverine.
Yeah.
That might be one of the most shocking video game things ever.
That shit was wild.
In the same show they announced Spider-Man 2. Oh, no, announced Miles Morales, right? No, Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, Spider-Man
2. Good lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got CJ Splits on. $2 super chat. Favorite alternate costumes for Spider-Man 2, Miles and Pete? Can't say him. Embargo.
Can't say him.
Embargo.
Yes, I am, I guess.
I'll just say like the black costume and then the red and blue costume. My favorite.
Nice.
But we are recording TikToks.
Yeah, we're doing that, I think, for when that's going up a little bit more non.
Did you see me? I tagged you in TikTok.
Check like for me to look at, or like you put me in it?
For you to like repost because you're in it. It's from the Gamescast.
Oh, okay.
Jamie Simons, $5 super chat, says, I'm playing Mario on my Steam Deck with a pre-order bought and paid for. Morally, I feel this is okay. Wonder if... Okay, well, we're calling the cops on you, so it's too late, Jamie. Wonder is 100% my game of the year so far. Thoughts? Well, you bought it on Wii U, so I'm happy for you, Jamie Simons.
Nah, don't be doing that shit.
Delete this and
don't
then,
be doing that shit.
Yeah, delete your account.
And if you do it, don't tell us you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because I'm definitely not doing it either, Jamie.
Doing it. Andy Cortez would never.
Matthew, $2 super chat. What do you want to see from Insomniac's Wolverine? Violence, gore, dismemberment.
Yeah.
You know,
this guy, he's not wrong.
This guy's eating a hot dog at Costco.
He sure is. He sure is. It's a good TikTok.
Are we getting Costco hot dogs for lunch?
Don't tempt me.
No.
Don't
no,
tempt me with a good
no.
No, 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 no.
We, me and Mike were talking about this the other day. It's crazy that we haven't done Costco more.
Yeah. Wait.
I go for a big why you piece saying, of pizza.
From, why is that such a hard no for you?
I'm just trying to like be less caca about eating,
that's
and
fair.
It's not
that's
working.
Fair.
Let me just say it's not working.
Mm. We were just worried if it was Costco hate.
Yeah. Oh no. Okay, oh no. 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 No.
Good.
Because, well, I didn't grow up at Costco, but I had Sam's Club.
Yeah.
I mean, that, and it was very, it was a very similar pay 20 cents and get 5 slices of pizza,
mm-hmm.
70 drinks.
100%. So many know? Drinks. It's I don't so need good. Many drinks, Costco.
Such a good deal. Thank you. Matthew, by the way, we didn't answer your question about what do you want to see from Insomniac Spider-Man.
Wolverine.
Violence. Oh, yeah. Wolverine. Sorry.
Yeah.
Cool acting. Hugh Jackman.
I talked about this on one of the shows. It must have been PS I Love You, I guess, but I don't mind doubling back a little bit to give you a taste. I finally, after, what year is it? This year? 2033? So 5 years ago, Marvel put out an audio drama, Wolverine podcast. You know what I mean? Wolverine The Long Night. I finally listened to that first season, and that was so fucking good, and especially in the hype of Spider-Man and Insomniac and, like, mm-hmm. whatever. Like, I was so stoked to be daydreaming about the Wolverine game. And what I'm really looking forward to, I think, is, and it's coming off of Spider-Man, right, is I'm assuming a non-open world superhero game. Open area, sure, but like Wolverine can't traverse as fast as Spider-Man, right? Like he shouldn't traverse, I don't think, as fast as Spider-Man.
What if he buys a hoverboard?
So I want fuck, you got me there. But I mean, like, you know, doing the fucking leaps,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
doing
yeah.
all that shit. Like I want that fucking brutal combat. I want detailed environments. I want to tear people up. I want to lop off arms. I really want to fuck things up.
I would love if they implemented the wind tunnel mechanic when you use your wingsuit, but he can't use it. So like, and it works like maybe just 10% good. So like he jumps to and just kind of just like face plants. That'd be
scrapes
great.
Scrapes the skin off. He heals back up there.
I want an awesome narrative with like crazy amount of like violence and stakes and like, wow, you're killing off main characters. That's kind of buck wild.
Yeah, it's I feel like, again, for the bazillionth time in the last week, me saying this, like, I feel like whatever Insomniac does, I'm here for. Yep. If they have the vision for it, I'm going to be excited for it. I would love to see them do a more, like, even more Sony PlayStation Studios style game here. Well, like, having it be more like a God of War or Last of Us, where it, even more, I'd say, like Last of Us, where it is a lot more linear, narrative driven, like, camera behind the back type stuff. And I think that they can pull that off and tell a really cool story, especially with the gore and all that stuff. But then there's another part of me, especially after just beating and loving Spider-Man, like, Spider-Man, the Insomniac Spider-Man games are just the best evolution of old school beat 'em ups possible, right? So it's like, I feel like we talk about the combat a lot and, like, is it good, is it bad, whatever. It's like, it really just is the dopest version of TMNT, Shredder's Revenge, or, like, Maximum Carnage is probably a better example. Yeah. Things like that. This is just what that is, with a lot more flash and, like, substance to back it up as well. But I'd be down for just, like, a super fun Wolverine game that is about the flash stuff, right? Like we got with Raven back in the day.
Yep.
God, what a game. There's gonna be a triangle circle finisher move,
mm-hmm,
where you go boom, boom, double chest punch like this guy. You go double chest punch like boom. And then I grab you by the collar, and then I go underneath the chin with the claws, go ching up the top. That's going to be like a close-up, like,
I like that.
Cinematic finisher. Book it. And if it's already in the game, pretend I did it by myself.
We just mo-capped it.
Yeah.
Hope you're watching, Ted Price.
Just use this reference.
Yeah. Shirtless fucking decapitated guy.
Thank you, Deadwood, for 67 months of support. Also, one thing I'd like to see from Insomniac's Wolverine, put me in it.
Oh,
let me be the guy going.
The guy getting hit.
Damn, is that Wolverine? Like, you know what I mean?
Hey, Wolverine, do a flip.
Hey, holy Logan. Shit, it's Wolverine.
Logan, you owe me $20.
Sid X 78 months says, Andy, have you recovered from yesterday's gaming fun? I don't know what you're talking about, Sid. Thank you for your 78 months of Prime gaming.
You streamed games yesterday. Oh, he's talking about the Cowboys.
No, the Cowboys play tonight. I hit my desk hard when I died. It wasn't like my fault, but I hit the desk hard when I died, and then it like jostled my USB hub, and then that triggered the whole computer to just freeze.
Yeah.
And it was a real bad time. Thank you to Macho.
Fucking PC game.
For $2 of Super Chat, says, someone get blessed on Propagation Hotel PSVR 2.
Hold on. Just real quick. So, Greg Miller.
Hi.
Photographer of Shirtless Spider-Man.
That's right.
Right? Blessing Adeoye Jr. Photographer.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. I do have it on fairly good authority that Nick Scarpino is the photographer of a shirtless Wolverine.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. That's awesome.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I want to see this.
Just shirt off, hairy chest.
Yeah.
Like, trying to be Wolverine.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Snug Slacks, for 29 months of Prime Gaming resubscription. Says, the Twitch app needs to let you use your damn Prime sub. That's another thing.
That's true.
They don't want you using your damn Prime sub.
They don't, man.
The amount of times people are like, man, I just wish they let me resubscribe over on the app. They don't want you to, okay? They want to take the power from you, okay? We must take back the means of production, everybody. Poke Batman, a full year of Prime Gaming support. Thank you, Poke Batman. We got Hermit Homeboy, 27 months of Prime Gaming. TK421, 21 months.
TK Fire!
Says plus one from... That was good.
Thank you.
Plus one for my Twitch app PK? Prime sub. Thanks for the reminder, Nitrovius. Okay. Thank you, TK421.
The Star Wars reference.
All batteries, fire, fire! I'll tell you what, nobody does the episode one impressions like I do.
They
like,
really don't. Give me your pod race.
I mean, that's episode three, buddy.
Oh, yeah, that is episode three. Maybe I'll just say prequels as
a
total.
Prequels,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got the ventilation, champ. and we got a, this blockade is perfectly legal. They got that one, too. Macho, thank you for $2 resubscription. Or Super Chat says, 27 or so days away from the day before. Oh, yeah. The day before. Remember this?
No.
You know the day before? That's the game that looked like The Division. And it was a very similar abandoned-like story. Where it was like, oh, this isn't a real game.
Okay.
It's like a Division Last of Us type
game. Yeah, yeah. You know, the logo treatment for the day before looks so much like Last of Us.
Huh.
It was just one of those games that, fake-ass game. This blockade is perfectly legal. Game Bowski, 19. Mr. Skywalker, they're everywhere. What we got to do? Thank you, Game Bowski. Oh, Radic. That's Radic, the homie. 19 months says, love the Spider-Man 2 Gamescast. Great work, team. Thank you, Radic.
Thank you, Radic.
Appreciate
you.
Still making my way through Fam Liberty, loving every goddamn second of
making
it.
Making my way through.
Nabishin, 103 months.
Woo!
Thank you, Brian. Says, thanks for the entertainment, boys. We'll hopefully be home to experience Spider-Man 2 with everyone else despite my checkered pass with the first game. Oh, my gosh. I remember your checkered pass. You remember this?
Yeah.
Nabishin was posting a lot of his clips, and they were... He had the most broken version of the game with, like, I think it was maybe his combination of PS4 and the game, but, like, every cutscene was just, like,
T-posing and, like, faces, like, melting in the middle of, like, sentences and
just
stuff like
eyeballs,
that.
And then you would just see it, like, Peter swinging, but he would just be a person. And he would just, like, swing in and, like, turn.
He would uninstall and reinstall the game. I think so at one point he was in contact with, like, someone at Insomniac, yeah. And they had no idea what the fuck was causing it.
It's so bizarre.
Oh, man. I felt so bad for him.
Barry Allen, 96 months. Says, what were you doing 8 years ago? What was 8 years ago?
2015.
1995? Watching Jurassic Park?
I was getting ready to win a game award. No big deal.
Hell yeah.
I was working at Vans.
Yeah, that was almost two decades ago. Crazy. Crazy. I think Roger fucking got a all-A honor roll in first grade. streamer rig 26 months total says Wemby. Oh baby, Wemby fever is hot right now. Wembanyama, you heard of this? Victor Wembanyama,
that's
the Spurs number one
player. Oh, my apologies.
The guy the Spurs tank
for soccer team
all time. Like, I mean, this guy's 7'4", moves like he's goddamn Kevin Durant, who's I guess 7 feet, 6'11". Amazing dude, amazing. Turbo Hoodie, welcome in. Because you just subscribed for the very first month ever. Dude, thank you, Turbo Hoodie.
Did you see the Scott Pilgrim trailer?
I clicked into it because you had retweeted, like, I can't believe this, and I didn't watch all of it.
You have to, dude. Did you hear the song?
Anime Mamaguchi's in it.
Anime Mamaguchi?
Doing the Mortal Kombat theme song.
What?
It's fucking awesome.
Did somebody get reminded of Anime Mamaguchi because of the name Wembanyama? Is that how we got on this thread?
No.
No, I think he disassociates you with Anamanaguchi.
Wembanyama, Anamanaguchi. They're just long words. I just thought somebody...
Thanks, Greg.
That was good. You nailed that, by the way, in that video.
I'm crushing it.
Hey, Cova J, 49 months. I'm going to watch that later, by the way, Tim. 49 months says, hypothetically, if Pete Hines were to make a Jay-Z-style return to gaming, would you like to see him start a studio or take charge of a studio?
I want to see Pete Hines' kingdom come. You know what I mean? Let him cook. Let's see what happens there.
I don't know. I would just love to see him come back and like an advisory role.
Either of those are those are his strengths. You know what I mean?
Maybe go into NBA coaching.
Maybe go into NBA.
You know,
coaching.
Start low. Start at the college level. You know. Mike with a $5 super chat says, "KFGD just wanted to say thanks for a great Spider-Man 2 review that avoided spoilers. I've been avoiding spoilers to go into the game fresh. Thanks for watching."
No problem. But now that you're here, let me give you one.
Live to Die with a $5 super chat. But Die is D-Y-E.
Oh, making tie-dye shirts.
Get that, yeah. Why?
Or like a hairdresser. Dyeing hair.
Mm-hmm. Says, why the hate on Simon Cardi B at IGN? Yeah. At least IGN reviewed Hogwarts Legacy. Hashtag
real, boom, hashtag
real journalism. This is my quarter. This is my quarterly call out for Hogwarts. Love you guys. Thank you for your $5 quarterly. Thank you. I expect the quarterly call outs for the rest
forever.
Of time, like, sure. In perpetuity.
You know what, I mean? Fuck it. Let's make them minutely call out. You want to pay us to say that shit, go for it.
You know what? I'll give Hogwarts Legacy a 4 out of 5 right now.
Damn, wow.
He just got paid for it.
Similarly, the
though.
Most recent Naruto game, I gave a 2 out of 5. Yeah. That should be a new segment where we just watch a trailer and score it. So, see, now you got scores. We don't care about these games, so there it is.
Shasalai with a $2 super chat says, Best space RPG of the year, Honkai Sky Rail.
Blessing talks about that game a lot, but I'm not sure if he's playing it.
He does say the name a lot.
Yeah, and it's a funny name to say because it sounds like a goose is trying to come alive. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean,
like,
I just think
it's becoming a person. It's coming out of its spell.
I just think of like what people call white people, like honky. Like that's what like when I hear honky, I just think of honky. That's all I think.
Fair
of.
Enough.
Which also, and then I think of hockey, the sport. Think about that.
I'm thinking right now about it.
Brian Murphy with a $2.50 super chat says, "Who's your dream casting for Grand Regent Thrag? The fuck is that?"
Yeah, I don't understand the reference. So what else? I'm sorry. I do understand the reference. It's Invincible. I heard it and I immediately thought you guys were picking up with Ahsoka stuff because of the blue guy. So I was I'm sorry. So I was off track.
This is your nerd shit.
Well, I don't even know since it's not live action. It's not like it's hard, right? Anybody? Andy
James
Cortez.
Earl Jones.
Ooh,
man, no, dude. He's gonna
Did
die.
Did he retire?
While
Did he just retire? He's Maybe Michael Caine comes out of it.
His kingdom come.
Asia Fang. I'm going to. If you heard the news that I retired, don't believe it. It's nothing but fake news out there. But I'm Michael Caine. All right. And the other day, I was just going to repeat the same joke I said on Twitter. The other day, a lady walked up to me with a microphone the size of a tangerine.
Here's what I'm going to put out there.
Never.
I'm going to put this out there. I'm watching the Fall of the House of Usher on Netflix, right? Fantastic show. Of course, this Mike kid, he can do no wrong. Mike
Love
Flanagan,
it.
The
Loving
new Michael
so
Jordan.
Far.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Rahul Kohli's in it. And he's just fucking on another level. And we love Rahul. He's a friend of the show, yada, yada. But, I mean, he's awesome in this show. But when I see you do this Michael Caine impression, I'm like, fuck Rahul Kohli. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. Why isn't Andy that popular?
Get me in there, dude. It's a bloody Langford Dabo. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Tyler Eichenberg, thank you for your 29 months of resubscription. Says, Tim, did you finish the 151 card collection yet?
No, I haven't opened any since that last stream. I have a bunch left to open. We're gonna get this shit, y'all. I don't think we are, but we're gonna try.
Mm. Thank you, Mr. Wayne. Mr. H202. No, Mr. H20. I put an extra two. There wasn't one. $5 super chat says, or asks rather, Greg, my girlfriend's brother-in-law recently said that Nintendo is for kids and you grow up and play PC. What do you have to say to him?
Well, did you paint me in a corner there? You painted me in a
No.
I thought we were going in on a Nintendo for a second or him about that. But then here's what you got to say.
Mr. H2O, you cannot challenge him, right?
So here's what I'll say.
You cannot walk up to the gorilla and like bang your chest. You're going to get feces hurled back at you.
So this is, we got 15, we're down the family tree. This is the sister's brother-in-law.
Girlfriend's brother-in-law.
Okay. So, and who said this?
Mr. H2O.
Mr. H2O, here's what you got to do, all right?
No.
You got to dump this girlfriend, all right? Because idiocy runs in her fucking family, all right? Because here's what you say. Of course, Nintendo makes a lot of great stuff anybody can enjoy at all ages. It doesn't matter, all right? Well, it's decision making, right?
Okay.
So it's the girlfriend's brother-in-law, right?
Brought it back.
So that means her sister, who, and I'm not a scientist, all right? But if I'm lying, I'm dying, what, like 2-3 DNA strands difference there? They're pretty much the same. You know what I mean? Anyways, this sister is so fucking stupid. She walked into this fucking miserable studio apartment and saw an IKEA desk there, no furniture, and then they got this light-up keyboard and light-up mouse, and she's like, this is a guy I want to fuck forever. And so that's how dumb this woman is, all
right?
And she's like, I'll hitch my wagon to this idiot, you know what I mean? Oh, what's he got in the fridge? Oh, Mr. Pibb, great, and a leftover Domino's pizza, you know, great.
I'm going to bleed this man dry.
So you got to get out of this relationship because you got a succubus on your hand, all right? These people have no idea what they're doing. And so you're saying, well, what does that matter? Maybe she's got bad taste. You're going to give her, you're going to say, all right, honey, I'll be home at 5:00. She's going to say it's 4:30 at night. She's going to go, what's going on? So walk outside. Walk outside.
Why are you saying it like that?
Hey, walk outside. And then she's going to walk over to Ralph's.
Ralph!
The grocery store. Grocery store. She's going to buy a potato to come with me. Get rid of her!
I hope you followed all that thread. You can record this for later to get, yeah. So to see if, like, if is Greg gonna, did he predict that accurately? He's gonna walk outside, walk the Ralphs.
He's gonna be like, wow, fuck, Greg, there is right. A Ralphs next to me.
Greg was right. We got Will Dewey with a $10 super. Will Dewey? Because I just, it just sounds like Will Dewey.
Will Dewey?
And Dewey like that? Will Dewey with a $10 super chat says, hey, Tim, I feel like I've heard you mention Apple HomeKit on KOGD before. I'm about to start my own journey. Do you have any channel recommendations? Would love a kinda techie show featuring Tim. Oh, man, I'm crying.
It's tough out there. I don't think there's any one channel that, like, I follow for all of it. There's a YouTube channel called Smart Home Solver that I feel like is a good general overview of, like, all the different products you can get. So you can kind of, like, just go down the rabbit hole, spend a couple hours to see what you like and don't like. There's a YouTuber named Your Average Consumer. You are AVG Consumer. Love him. He's more general tech, not just smart home stuff, but he's really, really, really good. And I think he does a good job of giving you the, like, low, medium, high options, and does a good job explaining how they all work together too. So check them out.
Thank you, Will Dewey. Macho with another $2 super chat says, thanks, Andy, for reading the super chats. Love you, bro. Thank you for super chatting.
Couldn't do without you.
C Porky, 92, 43 months of Prime Gaming. We got Luke the Awesome with 33 of Prime Gaming. JM Flash, 57, says, happy Monday, everyone. Thank you for 57 months, JM Flash. Poppin' Hoff. It's not Poppin' Off, it's Poppin' Hoff.
Poppin' Hoff.
2 years Brown. Total. Says Android lets you do it in an app. Oh, this guy. Look, I'm an Android user, but don't be that guy. Things like that are reasons why Apple users hate us. I get it.
What's it let you do?
Just like, well, Apple, we've been doing that on Android for 20 years.
Doing what?
I don't know. Going outside.
Walk out, going around.
Walk outside.
Someone posed the question, is it the girlfriend who's a succubus or the sister?
No, it runs in the family. Again, we're one or two DNA strands away.
So they're all succubi?
Yeah.
Okay.
Poppin Hoff, thank you once again for 2 years of support. It's Brodad. 41 months of support. Smoking Tolkien.
Oh.
Lord of the Rings. 28 months. Brandon NH. I've never known how to read your name, but I've seen your name for about a decade now.
Yeah.
Thank you for 70 months of support. Brandon.
Yeah, no, that's on him.
Brandon
or her.
H.
Or them.
Brandon.
You know what I mean?
Brandon. Brandon,
that's how I pronounce it in my head.
Brandon. That's when I always thought that SMH was read out. Like, smile.
Smell like Nebula.
Smell. Hey, Dad. Smell. Lego Jesus, 2 years of support, says, love the show. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Lego
Thank
Jesus,
you.
For 2 years. Pointless 13, 25 months total, says, quick thoughts on Saw X. I'm excited to watch your review later.
My quick thoughts are, you better get on fucking patreon.com/kindoffunny to watch that shit.
You better get locked in.
3:15 today, because we got a lot to say,
baby.
You
better get locked in.
Oh, it's so bad.
It was an experience being in theater with everyone, just be like, oh my God, what the fuck? Like, everybody just yelling.
Awesome.
X-Bricks, 27 months. Andy, how about Wemby? Go Spurs, go. Love you guys. Turn up awesome. Thank you, X-Bricks. How about that, Wemby? Man, those highlights are just...
Are your boys winning? Your boys doing well?
Preseason's just begun.
Okay.
But like,
feeling good?
Well, you know, when they did summer league, it was like, is this guy, what, you know, maybe this guy's not all it. And then, like, the last game that he just had, which is several months later of being with the team, there's a dunk that he did, Tim, where
I
looks,
I didn't know that was this guy,
like,
you're talking about.
It looks like the Space Jam, yeah. Michael Jordan arm stretch.
My favorite is the other guy's reaction, where he's just like,
yeah, oh yeah. The guy underneath and the guy who got dunked on turned around was like,
Look,
I don't know,
like,
bro.
The camera just goes,
I don't know. ZOVGM, 28 months, says, did Greg just pronounce succubus as succubus?
Succubus.
Pep
and Jed.
Succubus?
Sucky puss. Thank you for Sucky 22 puss. Months, Peppy Chad. Pep and Chad for Prime Gaming.
I like that. That's what he took out of that entire rant.
Sparrex. Sparrex. 2 years of support.
Goes to buy a potato, comes back with the milk. That didn't register.
Sparrex. 2 years of support says, I love Annie, but I hate the slander of Aloy and Horizon. Hey, it's me. I'm Aloy. Maybe I'm going to go over here. It's going to count for 7. Did you hear what I had to say back to you, Sparrex? No, you probably didn't. because I was whispering to myself. Dr. Handsome Face.
The show getting him.
A first-time subscriber of Prime Gaming. Thank you so much for all the love and support, everybody. We're going to head into the lab. Mike and Nick will be playing with Felicia Day.
Wow!
Some party animals.
Wow!
We'll see you then, gamers.
Party animals.